Desides in Jötztal. During World War II, a relatively high number of men in Jötztal went into hiding to avoid military service. Most deserted to avoid returning to the front. However, desertion was extremely dangerous as the death penalty was prescribed for those who refused military service. Surviving in hiding for months was challenging. Most deserters in Jötztal survived because they were supported by a well-functioning network. Sisters, mothers, wives, as well as gendarmes and doctors helped them evade capture. By the final months of the war, almost every village in the valley, from Ötz to Obergurgl, was hiding men. Pieburg became a key location for resistance. Deserters found shelter there and were supplied by locals. Johanna Staub, the innkeeper mentioned earlier, and her neighbor Ferdinand Plattner played central roles. They even sent their children with tin cans to deliver food to deserters. Among the Pieburg deserters were the brothers Rettenbacher from Sautens. They had been NSDAP members but refused further military service. Wolfgang Pfaundler was another notable figure in the Pieburg resistance. He facilitated hiding places for deserters, even for those from outside the region, such as Silz, Hall, Upper Austria and Vienna. On the night of May 2nd to 3rd, 1945, news of the German Wehrmacht's surrender in Italy spread. The Pieburg deserters finally emerged from hiding, first visiting those who had helped them to celebrate together. The Rettenbacher brothers then confronted the NSDAP Ortsgruppenleiter, local group leader Martin Part, and the mayor Stefan Saurer to give them a piece of their mind. This confrontation escalated into a shootout. Anton Rettenbacher was killed. Emil Part, the son of the Ortsgruppenleiter and an SA-Sturmführer, died shortly afterward from gunshot wounds, and Hermann Rettenbacher was severely injured. Incidents like these, along with the grief over fallen soldiers, made it difficult for people to speak openly about deserters for many years after the war.